Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Hooters bringing us back. Love this song. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Bishop. Chris is a great technology thinker, a great marketplace slash technology thinker. That makes him a pretty darn good futurist. He's got an incredible multi-discipline background. And we're so glad we're able to snag him to be a member and to convince him to come back and be a member of our show. Chris, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking about our augmented reality. Chris, in the previous segment, gave us the definition, the difference between augmented reality, AR, not accounts receivable, folks, AR. I know what that's what you're thinking when you hear AR. AR is augmented reality. VR is virtual reality. From now on, folks, we're only going to talk about AR because that's probably, Chris, the first of the two applications that's probably going to find its way into a small business, isn't it?
Yeah. I think whenever we talk about AR, augmented reality, I think it's always good to cite Tim Cook, right? So he's the CEO of Apple. Everyone's heard of that small technology company.
Yeah. Upstart.
You know, his comment about sort of the difference between AR and VR, he says, and I'm quoting, "The integration with the real world is what gives AR a much better chance of wider application success."
You put AR goggles on or glasses on, and you still see what's in front of you, what's really in front of you.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And then it's just additional information, and you can determine what it is. I mean, there's some great videos, for example, on YouTube of these Porsche and BMW repair, like service, you know, master mechanics using AR to guide them through repairing some very sophisticated, like Porsche engine that overlays what, you know, where the problem is and how to take the cowl off and put a new fan in and, you know, unscrew here. And you can say next step in the pre-programmed sort of guidance will tell you what to do next. It's pretty cool.
Think about it. It is amazing. I'm imagining that the customer is walking in with their AR goggles. What do they call them? Goggles or glasses? What do they call them?
Yeah, really glasses, because the glasses, goggles imply more like the VR thing. Yeah.
So you're walking in with your AR glasses, and you're walking up there, and you're looking at a refrigerator, and the glasses are telling you all this stuff about that particular refrigerator, that exact refrigerator, and a salesperson walks up, and you turn and look, and the glasses take in the salesperson, and the glasses say, "You can't trust this guy."
Yeah, right, exactly. Or, I saw this guy down the street before.
He's having a bad day. This guy's having a bad day. Ask for somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, there's like just, you know, I think it's always good to share with your listeners some real-world examples. So ones that I've made notes of for our call this morning. Well, there's a company called Charlie's Appliance. Like, they're in Kansas City. And they use AR to let employees on the shop floor access additional product information, right? So imagine you're walking through Home Depot. Again, this is all—we're all early stages, right? This is all like you know, at the fringe, at the edge of the global economic paradigm, if you will. But you put on the glasses. You're in Home Depot, right? And you're looking for a specific kind of light bulb or masonry bolt or whatever, and you could put on these goggles, or a salesperson could put them on and get information about, oh, well, this is the appropriate size based on your use case, how you're going to use it, or what you're trying to do. You're trying to hang a painting on a concrete wall. Well, here's what I'd recommend. So it just all these technologies augment and enhance, right? So I know people can often be afraid as futurists. People are often afraid of things like you know, new technologies that they're not familiar with or don't totally understand. But the idea is these are just augmenting. These are productivity tools at the end of the day.
Right? Yeah, I can see this being something in our lifetime, Chris. You're almost as old as I am. In our lifetime, buying, just going to the optometrist, and the glasses you get have all this stuff in it. It's built
in. Absolutely.
You won't put glasses on. Just glasses that make your eyes work better. You'll have all this stuff in there, right?
Yeah, no, I always imagine, fast forward like 30 years or whatever, and the grandkids are saying, Grandpa, you mean your glasses couldn't tell you what the information about the building you're looking at?
I think maybe we may be talking
lame
10,
is that?
10 years, Chris, not 30. So,
10 years there. Well,
so, all right, so what else? A travel business did this with city guides?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, a city guide for sure. There's an app called Store Viz. It's an augmented reality app that lets a field sales and store design team sort of visualize store layouts and preview how new products and displays might look.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's IKEA is actually using it so that customers can look at items and it'll scale them based on room dimensions. So you bring your room dimensions with you and plug them into their headset, and you can see how stuff will look in your home. Mm-hmm. They say that it's so precise you can actually see fabric textures and get a sense of sort of how light and shadow would interact with your furniture.
Now, this works both ways, right? I mean, the AR could be completely dependent upon the database behind that Google, say, has, but it also could be responding from what you're seeing, right? What you're seeing could be feeding the glasses information so that, in other words, if it's a brand-new product Google doesn't even know about, like a QR code. You mentioned, I know you talk about, like, it could be like a QR code. It brings the information back and presents itself to the glasses, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Hold on to that thought. Chris, I need your website quickly, please.
It's improvisingcareers.com.
All right, so improvisingcareers.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassing. I'm here in Chicago to take a second.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.